It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Mitt Romney speaks to the veterans of foreign wars in Reno, Nevada today, and he's expected to call for a stronger military as well as no cuts to the defense budget. He's also likely to criticize President Obama's policies on Iran and Syria. Yesterday was President Obama's day at the VFW convention, and NPR's Don Gagne was there.
President Obama opened his VFW speech by talking about the tragedy in Colorado. He'd been in Aurora the day before, meeting with victims' families and with some of the wounded. At the VFW, he noted that of the 12 who died, 4 were veterans or active members of the U.S. military.
These young patriots were willing to serve in faraway lands, yet they were taken from us here at home. And yesterday, I conveyed to their families a message on behalf of all Americans. We honor your loved ones. We salute their service.
The veterans seated in front of him added their own applause to the brief tribute. The president last spoke to the VFW in 2009 during his first year in office. He pointed to his commitment back then to end the Iraq War. Today, there are no U.S. forces there. He said Afghanistan remains, quote, a tough fight, but that a transition is underway there as well. And he reminded the audience that he promised to pursue Osama bin Laden. Mr. Obama also used the speech to issue a warning to Syrian President Assad after the acknowledgement by Syria that it has chemical weapons and it is considering using them.
We will continue to make it clear to Assad and those around him that the world is watching and that they will be held accountable by the international community and the United States should they make the tragic mistake of using those weapons.
The president also spoke of the political battles taking place in Washington. He raised a topic that has a lot of veterans concerned, potential deep cuts to the Pentagon budget. A deficit reduction deal worked out last year with bipartisan support would trigger automatic deep cuts at the end of this year, including to the Pentagon, if Congress doesn't come up with alternative cuts.
And there are a number of Republicans in Congress who don't want you to know that most of them voted for these cuts. Now they're trying to wriggle out of what they agreed to do. Instead of making tough choices to reduce the deficit, they'd rather protect tax cuts for some of the wealthiest Americans, even if it risks big cuts in our military.
Mr. Obama framed it as he has so many times on the campaign trail, even though this was not an official campaign event.
I will stand with our troops every single time.
Politically, veterans are a divided group that tends to favor Republicans. But after the speech, the reviews for the president were mostly very positive. 64-year-old Vietnam veteran Barry Hirschbein wouldn't discuss who he'll vote for this fall. And he was quick to add that he has some serious disagreements with Mr. Obama, including over the withdrawal from Iraq. But here's what he said when I asked him how he thinks the president is doing.
Putting aside the bigger economy issues and joblessness issues, I have felt all along that he's done very well on veterans issues, and I give him high grades for what he's done with respect to veterans.
In his answer, Hirschbein first mentioned the economy. Interviews with VFW members put that issue as their top concern. They mirror the national mood in that regard. And as such, veterans' issues, while still important to them, are a bit down the list. Don Gagne, NPR News, Reno.
Both candidates are also raising money, which matters in many ways. The cash pays for TV ads, of course. You'll see some of them this fall if you live in a swing state. You may be seeing some now. Raising money also gets people involved in the campaign, and the money totals are taken by the media as a sign of a campaign's strength. Mitt Romney headlined a couple of fundraisers this week in California, took in $10 million. He has lately been ahead of President Obama in terms of cash on hand.